You just sit back and relax. Let me do that. I love unbuttoning your shirt. One button at a time. Slowly revealing your sexy chest. Sliding my hands inside. Feeling your big, strong muscles. So sexy. It's like unwrapping presents for Christmas. So delightful. Now let's get that shirt off and start on your belt. And then opening your trousers, sliding them down and all the way off. Ooh, I love your boxers. Let me just slide my finger under the waistband. Oh my, look at that. Someone's starting to get excited. Let's free him and see just how excited he is. Oh, so hard. You really have a beautiful cock. It makes me just want to lean down and kiss it. Oh, I think he liked that. How would you like to play a game? Put your hands up over your head and let me just, yes, lock you in place. Are my hard handcuffs cold against your warm wrists? Oh, look at you. Delicious. Now let's get these boxes off. Fuck, you look so good tied to my bed. Naked. Hard. You know, I could do anything I wanted to you right now. Couldn't I? Oh, don't worry, sweetie. I'm not going to hurt you. Now let's see. Open your legs a bit. A little more. There we go. Okay. First the left. Don't you love the clicking noise my new handcuffs make? And then the right. Cold metal on your ankles now too. Don't you look delicious spread wide open like that? How does it feel when I trace my nails along your inner thigh? Oh, I love the way you squirm. Well, now you're really starting to look desperate, pressing your hips up like that. Is that what you want? My hand touching you, stroking you, making your cock feel so, so good. Or maybe if I lean down and just let you feel my hot breath on your throbbing cock, my lips so close you can feel the heat from them. Close, but not touching. Not yet. Because it's all about the game now, isn't it? What game? Didn't I tell you? The game is called It's Not About You Anymore. What does that mean? Well, baby, it's just like it sounds. It isn't about what you want. It's about what I want. And what I want is to see you squirm, to hear you whimper and beg, to see the frustration and desperation in your eyes as I touch you and tease you. Such delicious squirming already. Here, Let me coat my hands in lube. And oh, doesn't that feel wonderful? My hands sliding up and down your shaft. One hand stroking while I use my thumb to make those slow, delicate little circles just under the head of your cock. I love how it throbs in my grasp. And when I hold it like this and squeeze just a little, I can feel your heartbeat. And as I slide my hand up and down, it beats faster and faster. The trick is to do it ever so slowly, letting all of these feelings build. The tingles and the teasing sensations, watching you respond and finding those incredibly sensitive spots that make you buck your hips and moan, trying to press your hungry, needy cock into my hand. But I won't let you. I'll just pull away and stop. And do you know why? Because it's not about you anymore. Calm down. Hold still. If you don't behave yourself, I'm not going to touch you anymore. Most girls would be crawling on top of you by now, sliding that cock into their wet pussies, riding you hard, fucking you like there's no tomorrow. I'm sure that's exactly what you were thinking would happen, but by now you'd be fucking me. But hopefully you're starting to realise it's not about you anymore. Don't get me wrong, fucking is fine. And your cock would definitely be an excellent candidate for a long, hot night of sweaty, mind-blowing sex. But there's something I like even more. I like taking a nice, beautiful cock like yours and teasing it. I like watching it ache and strain for me. I like seeing your eyes start to water as you get so close to coming, only to be denied over and over again. I like hearing your breathing change. You start out so strong, but soon it's almost like you are gasping, desperate, inhaling so hard as every part of you wants to explode. But you can't. Not without me. Not without help. But I'm not going to help you, because it's not about you anymore. I know. It's really starting to ache. I can tell. It's getting so red and swollen. I mean, if I didn't know better, I would say it looked angry. My poor sweet boy, you whimper so sweetly. I love how you beg. And now I get to use my favourite word. Do you know what that is? It's no. No, you can't come. No, I'm not going to stop. No, I won't let you fuck me. Oh, let's see just how close we can get you to the edge. I love seeing it leak like that, just like little tears. Oh, doesn't that feel nice? Long, gentle, slow strokes, I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just going to keep making you feel good. So good, in fact, that you won't be able to stop yourself from coming. It's going to feel like an eruption deep down in your soul. And as long as I'm touching you, it will build and grow bigger and bigger and bigger until I stop. And you know why I stop? Because it isn't about you anymore. There, there, there. It's all going to be okay. Let me wipe those tears away. Oh no, I don't think it makes you any less of a man to cry. I think it's sexy. Beautiful. Think about everything you're sacrificing just to make me happy. And watching you ache for me. Oh, it really does make me so happy. When you twist and squirm in those cuffs, begging and crying, as I wrap my slippery little hand around your cock and keep teasing you, it makes me feel something so deep inside. It isn't like having a regular orgasm. For me, it's better than that. It's a feeling that takes me to the top of the world and makes my whole body shake and shiver with pleasure. It's like an orgasm in my mind. I can feel my body flood with all those chemicals that get you high. It's spiritual and magical. Holding your cock as you try to pull away, making it worse for you. Feeling you swell more and more in my hand, even while tears run down your cheeks. Your words turn from begging to desperation to gibberish. You can't think anymore, but none of that really matters, does it? Because it's not about you anymore. 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 That was so beautiful. You suffer so exquisitely for me. It's what I need to get off. And you did really get me off tonight. So now it's your turn. I'm going to put my hand on your belly. This is a little trick I just learned. And when I feel it contract, I know you're just about to come. Once it does, you won't be able to stop yourself from coming. And what I'm going to do is stop everything and let you come, or at least try to come. And all of your cum is just going to dribble out, and it won't feel very good. And when it does, oh, there it is. Oh, look at that. He looks so disappointed. All that cum just dribbling out. Oh, that must be so frustrating. My poor baby. Oh, don't pout. It's how we play the game. Even at the end. It really isn't about you anymore, is it? Okay, let me get your nice warm washcloth and clean you all up. Oh, my sweet baby. There we go. Nice and clean. Let me unlock you, baby. Oh, let me kiss your wrists. They look so sore. You shouldn't have tugged on them so much. You did such a good job. You were really good at the game. I hope we can play it again. Aww. See, I knew you liked it. I like it too. You know, the longer the game goes on, the better it is for me. Really, you'd do that for me. So sweet. My sweet love. I'm glad you like the game. Now come here and cuddle with me. There's a good boy. Now that the game is done, we can make it about you again. At least for a little bit.